Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
If you've ever had a sore bottom, you'll empathise with one of the people in this show, although you may not philosophise about it in the same way. To mark RTE Big Music Week, this programme features two pieces from the archives relating to a particular kind of music, the kind you hear on the street. The second piece is about headphones and what everyone's listening to on them, because there was a time when people made their own music outdoors instead of listening to someone else's. They whistled, like this man recorded in a park. Or they sang. Like this woman singing in a street full of construction noise.
Can I have a quick word with you?
Why?
I heard you singing the song back in the street. What song was it?
I was just singing my song. I'm just singing to God, let me just put it that way. It's just coming from my mind. I was just singing
okay.
to God, that's all.
Are you asking or thanking or...
Thanking him that I know it's there for me, he's doing it for me. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning. At times, it's not a song I've heard.
Okay.
I'm just trying to appreciate God and then just trying to visualize it in a song that okay. I can enjoy. At times, you don't want to feel what is happening around you. All you can do is... I love singing when I'm moving around, when I'm alone, so that I don't have to think so much. So I was just bringing it out from my mind. I was coming out then. I remember, I know he leaves. I know he's the strength in my bones. I know. Communicating with him, kind of that.
Okay, all right, great.
It's the reason why I woke up this morning, for instance. He was the one who made me go to bed and sleep. Because at times you can lie in bed all day and then you can't get any sleep, you know. So if I'm able to sleep, it's God. You won't believe that, but that's true. Let me give you a good instance. I knew it's a privilege to sit down properly. Why? There was one time I had a big ball on one of my bum and I couldn't sit for over a week. And then... You know, and I said, I never knew it was a privilege for me to be able to sit with both bumps. Because I couldn't even use one to sit. So I said, my God, God, I thank you that I had both to sit with. So when that thing went off and I was able to sit down with both bumps, I said, you know, so I can just, thanks for making me sit down. Thanks for helping me sleep.
Now, hold it there. Do you see what's going on here? We're having a grand conversation about God and religion. And she mentions at one stage that she had a boil on her bum. Instead of just leaving it there and saying, how very interesting, what pops into my mind is an old schoolboy joke about a man who had a boil on his bum. But she's Nigerian, I'm Irish, we've only just met, and the one thing you really can't do after 2 minutes of conversation, especially with somebody from another culture, is start telling old schoolboy jokes. So don't try and tell her the joke about the man who had the boil on his bum.
Did you hear about the man who had the boil on his bum?
Which man is that again?
He put a plaster on the mirror. You know a sticking plaster?
Yeah.
You put it on the mirror.
Okay.
Okay, rule number two when it comes to jokes. If you have to explain it, it's not funny.
Because he was looking in the mirror at his bum and he stuck the plaster on his mirror instead of on his bum.
Okay.
You can picture the scene. I'm telling the joke for the third time. The woman is being very polite but is not getting it. Not only that, but I'm standing in the middle of Dorset Street talking to a Nigerian woman making strange hand movements to try and illustrate the joke about the man who had the boil on his bum.
No, he's got a boil on his bum,
mm-hmm.
Okay? He gets a sticking plaster.
Yeah?
Okay.
Please stop.
He's looking in the mirror and he puts the plaster.
Instead of putting it on his bum. Good and
That woman declined to give her name. She was living in asylum seekers' accommodation with her daughter and touring charity shops, all the while singing thanks to God. When did people stop singing and whistling in the street and start wearing headphones? No idea. But it was 2004 when these people told what they were listening to while on the street.
Tell me what you're listening to.
My tape notes for my exams.
And what's the exam in?
French literature.
So what do? You read back?
I just read into my notes and then I listen to them over and over.
Is this cassette or CD or mini disc?
Yeah, cassettes.
Cassettes. And how many of them do you have?
I have three.
And when are the exams?
One day.
Now, you couldn't yourself off from the street at all?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I'm enjoying it.
You
enjoying
want
the view. Too much noise in the city.
So you listen to the Walkman?
Exactly.
And you cut out what
you get a bit of the city, but you don't get everything else.
And you just get the pictures?
Yeah.
But no sound?
No.
I'm asking people what they're listening to on their Walkman.
Pixies.
The what?
Pixies.
Pixies. Can I record a bit of it? Where are they from?
America.
Tell us about listening in the city and cutting off other sounds and everything like that. Why do you do that?
Why do I do that? Well, I haven't done it for about a year because I normally cycle. So I just got this out of the drawer today. I'm actually finding it very difficult to walk listening to music because I haven't done it for so long.
What's the difficulty?
I used to walk in a certain way without listening to music, and then you put the music on and you tend to walk within the rhythm. So I've been catching myself kind of
sashaying down,
and then I'd correct myself and then I'd start sashaying again. So
you're kind of the wrong colour for that kind of walk, aren't you?
Well, it's quite sunny out, so.
Excuse me. I'm asking people what they're listening to on their Walkmans.
Why so?
I'm just curious. I'm with RT Radio. I'm doing a piece about.
I'm actually listening to news.
Oh, are you? And yes. Do you listen to radio all the time, or do you listen to music?
Yes, I would listen to radio quite a lot.
And do you listen to music ever on them?
Occasionally, but much prefer the news, current affairs.
And are you cutting yourself off from the street, or what's it like when you're walking along?
Sorry.
I'm just wondering, when you walk along and you're listening to something in your ears, you're missing sounds and conversations
I keep it quite low, you know. So I mean, I heard you calling me there.
That's
now.
True.
So I am aware of what's going around me. I mean, pretty much, because you want to keep your senses about you here with the way the traffic is and everything else. So yeah, no, I'm pretty much aware of what's going on around me.
Offspring.
No. Offspring. Yeah. Is that a band?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do they do?
Punk.
I don't know what's on at the moment. Just stick it in there and let's have a listen.
So I'm asking people what they're listening to on their Walkmans.
French.
You're trying to learn French?
Yeah.
And it's a kind of a linguaphone tape?
No, it's just a French tape. O-level French.
To get you in the mood?
Yeah.
For any particular reason?
No, just learning French, just a challenge.
Dr. Dre, 2001.
Dr. Dre, is that a band?
No, a fucking rap artist.
All right, do you mind if I record a little bit of it?
Yeah, can we record a little bit?
Just stick it in the headphone thing and see what happens.
Sure.
And listen here. Okay, he's doing a lot of cursing, isn't he?
He must be an angry man. Annoying thing.
And listening to music, does it not cut you off from what's going on around you in the street?
It can do. You get into a sort of, you have the music, especially when it's really loud. You have it too loud. It's sort of like, as if you enter your own world. It's like a dream thing. It's just people walking past you, up and down.
And do you like that?
Sometimes, if I'm alone, maybe.
And what else do you listen to other than rap?
Basically anything goes, except maybe heavy metal stuff, that sort of stuff. Even classical music I'll even listen to.
I usually listen to the radio, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
And why aren't you listening to the radio now?
My Walkman got robbed of me where I sleep, like.
You sleep out, do you?
Yeah, I sleep in the streets, like.
Right. Did you know it has been robbed when it happened?
I only found out this morning with all my other stuff, like. I'm left with nothing now, you know what I mean?
What are your chances of getting another Walkman?
Well, I'm going to try buy a Walkman today, like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm making the money up for, because I've had already had me dinner. So I'm going to make up for a new Walkman. It's only $9.99, like. So with radio on it. It's only a little one, like, but I still get to listen to the radio.
Like, and that keeps you company?
Yeah. Because I'm on my own, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I've got £1.50 off it already. Another £8.50 and I'll be there.
You wouldn't give Radio 1 a go, would you?
Oh, yeah, I do listen to Radio 1. Yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
Great
yeah,
stuff.
It's not too bad.
Thanks, everybody.